Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight Open Mic Tuesday night, New York, and maybe Wednesday where you are, someplace in the world. This program dedicated to the honor and the memory of Joe Arion, who was our assistant director, who passed away a year ago. January. The Writers Press is reporting the death of a 12-year-old girl from the virus in Belgium, supposedly the youngest person to die from the virus. Our hearts go out to her family and loved ones, and we know that the sweet little girl has to be an angel. So maybe she'll watch over all the others. All right. Inner Sight Open Mic, where you can talk about what you want, keep it clean, turn down your radio, television, your video, Google, whatever it is, computer, when you're on the air, so we can get a better broadcast. All right. Inner Sight Open Mic. And, you know, the world is being turned upside down here in a lot of ways. People inconvenienced, people giving out false reports. Some things that you hear aren't even true, you know. I checked with the subway here in New York City, because somebody told me that the police were down in the subway monitoring the trains and getting people off the trains if the train was too crowded. And the subway people, I spoke to somebody earlier live over there, and they said it's not true. So there's something that Inner Sight can clear up, according to the Transit Authority here in New York City. But they are telling people to stay home. You know, you don't want to get out there and more of a chance of catching it. But I don't think people should stay home to the point where they're going to panic and be intimidated and afraid, you know. You got to fortify yourself. We've been saying that. And it's so true. One of the other things that's very good that keeps away viruses is licorice. Good old licorice, but you got to get the real one, not the artificial one. You know, there's a lot of companies that put out licorice, but it's not real. Real old-fashioned licorice. Good snack. And it's a virus deterrent. All right? Garlic, of course, we know, raw, you know, you put it in your rice or whatever. Wild oil of oregano kills every virus known to man or woman or child. All right, so that everybody should be taking that, really. I mean, that should be given to the whole country. And, of course, around the world. But the medical profession doesn't believe in that. So not everybody is going to take it. We're trying to pass the word along. Wild oil of oregano. All right? And it was so good today to speak to my very good friend, after years and years, Michelle Charlesworth. And you probably know her from ABC News. Good friend of mine, beautiful, beautiful person, and she's well, and her family is well. And I'm hoping that she's going to be able to get this story on the news. Now, we've started a GoFundMe. The stories are not up there yet, but we're working on it. I want to thank the good friend of Inner Sight, Roland, for helping with that now. Whatever monies we can raise, we're going to distribute to some of the people who listen to this show, who call in, and we have a list of about 10 people with each one with a little note about their disability and how they need help of various kinds, you know, just a little mention. And we're trying to get pictures of everybody up there. So Inner Sight is trying to set the example for all the other agencies to be doing this. This is an emergency, supposedly, according to the CBC and the medical profession and the governor and the mayor and the president. If this is such an emergency and they got together and raised record amounts of funding to help people, then why aren't the agencies getting together and doing the same thing? You know, this thing may not be over in 3 weeks. Some people say it's going to go on for months. Could be. I don't know. I don't even think they know. But these agencies for the disabled, many of them are working out of their homes. They're still flourishing. They're still getting the money because of us. You know, I'd like to see the governor issue an executive order ordering all these agencies to now put up a GoFundMe and distribute and, you know, and get a donation out of it. They certainly can get a certain percentage as a fundraiser, but distribute the money to those who are disabled. You know, find out some of the specific needs, and in some cases, instead of money, maybe get the person the item they need, or whatever. Every person is an individual. That's how it has to be looked upon. Some people you need the money. Some people need various items and help of another kind. So we're trying to set the example in this time, and hopefully we will raise some money. I don't know how much, but whatever it is, it's going to go to the people. All right? And if we can get this story on ABC, it'd be even better. All right, around the world, our engineer is going to try to get on the show. She wasn't feeling too good. But we'll try to get your phone calls. 213-816-1650. This is open mic, so you can't have open mic without phone calls. And we'll hopefully get those calls in. So don't give up if you're on the line. Hang in there. All right. Around the world, Inner Sight, brought to you by Nobody Starved on Long Island. My buddy Gary, 631-484-3085. I think that's the right number, 484-3085. Nobody Starved on Long Island. All right. Dog food and cat food. Call him and see what his what he's able to do at this time. All right. Around the world, Inner Sight, Kennedy Realty, my buddy Anthony Kennedy, who is closed right now, you know. But you can call and leave a message, and maybe if you have a pressing issue or a question, he can get back to you on it. Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. All right. And when they open up Beccaro's Italian Tavern, a friend of Inner Sight, Beccaro's, Massapequa Park, New York, 516-798-1555. 798-1555. Beccaro's, around the world, Inner Sight open mic, and we are determined to keep this show on the air at all costs. And thank God we are able to be here and bring you the show. Somebody said to me today, you know, especially in these hard times, people can still turn us on and come on the program and speak their mind. And by the way, we're on, the entire television schedule is up and running. All right, Manhattan Neighborhood Network. They sent me an email. You can get us Wednesday night at 11, 1997. Channel 3 on the Spirit. And the Long Island cable is running.
Yes.
Wednesday night, 8:30, Channel 20. So we're good. They'll be doing, they're not taking any new shows, but they'll be doing reruns. Hello?
Hi.
Oh, there's a horrible clicking in the line.
Yeah?
Yeah, you gotta redial it.
No, you gotta I can't actually. It took me a very long time to dial in, and I had a real hard time getting in. So I'm not...
Yeah, but there's a horrible noise, a clicking. You don't hear it?
No, actually. And guess what? It took me a very long, hard time to get in. All that time, I took to get in.
Oh, I hear the clicking noise. I don't know what it's from.
Yeah.
Anyway, Inner Sight, around the world, open mic, and you know we're here. We're determined to see this thing through. Give out good tips to help people. The main thing you've got to watch out for is pneumonia.
Yeah.
And that's true with any
mm-hmm.
ailment, any virus, any infection. And you know, when you go to a hospital, you run a high risk of pneumonia, not just from this virus, from other things. But if you have a virus and you have a fever and you're coughing, you know, your risk of catching pneumonia is greater. So try to stay away from those damn hospitals. Treat it on your own. You know, the wild oil of oregano helps clear the lungs.
Oh yeah.
The breathing. So that's something. To keep in mind, and I wish these doctors would recognize it.
Oh, yeah.
But we all know how that is. All right, around the world. What?
To look what I've been through.
Yeah, you and millions of others. Inner Sight, and let's see, you want to check the line? See if we have any callers.
Yeah, we have some calls.
All right, so let's...
Let me get back to that.
Uh-huh. Take a phone call.
Yep. Yeah.
Who we got on the line?
We've got, let's see, Maureen, and we've got Caroline.
Maureen from Queens.
Yes,
right?
We've got
and Caroline.
Caroline.
Caroline from Long Island.
Yes.
All right, let's take our nursing home advocate, Maureen.
Yep. Hold on. Let me get to. I don't know why this is giving me trouble tonight.
Around the world.
So
Inner Sight.
Tonight.
Big East, Takeda Rescue.org.
Yes.
Check them out. Dr. Takeda, 609-388-7004. Big East, Takeda Rescue.
Okay. I'm ready whenever you are. Okay. Here we go.
And a lot of our friends.
Here's
Mojo Prince is one of them. What?
Hi, guys.
Maureen, here she is.
Hey, there you go.
Hi,
how are you doing?
Yeah, hi. Yeah. Okay. Suzanne, there is a lot of clicking on the phone. Right.
Yeah.
I know. now. I don't know what to do. If I don't call,
you gotta
if
dial
I don't,
back
you don't
in.
Hear
I think
me, good night,
go
everyone. Good night, everyone. Because I had trouble calling in. All right, let me try again.
Dial back in.
It took about 11 minutes to call in the first time. All right, let's try. All right. I'll talk to you hopefully.
All right.
Bye.
In a sight.
It sounded nice and clear except for the ticking.
I see it went away.
Yeah.
It's
no, it was
phone.
On her phone because when she came on, you could first hear it. You know?
Yeah, it went away.
Yeah.
It went away.
Yeah, well, I wanted to say thanks, Frank, for all your help with trying to get this GoFundMe page up and running. That's going to be a good help. Everything goes right.
It's ironic that just the day when, by the way, it's up. There's no stories on it yet. The day that we get put the thing up, is I get a call from ABC.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which
is
really encouraging.
Right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
and I know Michelle very well. If she can. Mm-hmm. Do something for us, she will.
Right.
The first
yeah.
thing she said to me was, in a sight. Yeah.
She remembered, she knew. Uh-huh.
So she's really
well,
a beautiful, beautiful
yeah.
person. And I'd like to get us all together.
Mm-hmm.
Make the story as big as possible.
Right. Yeah.
You know.
That's hard now.
That would be really cool.
I don't know. Even
but
tonight
the government
on the
doesn't want people together, so that's going to be kind of hard.
I don't know. Even the accessible ride tonight when I went to call to cancel my trips, it says on it now, please only travel if you absolutely have to. Stay at home, which that's
Hello?
The first night we got after we had that. Oh, I see that. That's better.
Okay, I'm back. Okay.
Yeah, the cooking went away as soon as you hung up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you hear me better, though?
Yeah, you sound good.
Okay, good.
Can you hear the
Yeah,
difference?
So,
Yeah, hear better,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so that would be great if, you know, it all goes through, right? It would be really great.
Yeah.
Channel 7 to pick up on it and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, she seems nice, Michelle Charlesworth, you know, on
yeah.
TV.
Yeah, she told me that in her hometown where she lives, 8 mm-hmm. people died in the nursing home from the virus.
Yeah, isn't that horrible?
Oh, no.
You know.
Awful. It really is awful, you know?
So it's very prevalent in these...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we said it would be.
Yes, yeah,
right.
We tried to warn these politicians, and they wouldn't listen to us.
No.
We did?
No. Right. I mean, they have weakened immune systems as it is, and, you know...
Yeah.
And then, you know, to have this virus going, just awesome.
Yeah.
You know,
they're risking people's lives more than it should be by leaving
right.
them in there.
That's
know.
Correct.
Yeah.
They should be gotten out of there immediately.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know, and under emergency, if there's not enough housing, the apartment should be immediately renovated under emergency enforcement.
That's right.
That's
mm-hmm.
what should happen.
Yep.
That's right.
Yes.
And whatever
Absolutely.
Aid they need, the government should pay for it. If Trump can put up $2 trillion, part of that can go to pay for those aids, the hours
right.
that the state
mm-hmm.
will pick up, the few hours.
That's right.
Yes.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And
yeah.
they could use the remainder of those housing complexes straight
mm-hmm.
for, you know, helping with the, you know, crisis of the hospitals. Hello?
Mm.
I mean, is
well,
it
they
me
can use
or,
the nursing
is this like a horrible, you know, nightmare that you're not even realizing this?
Mm.
They don't have to build temporary hospitals. They said
no.
on the news the military is going to build temporary hospitals. That's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Open up apartments. Get the people out
yeah.
of there.
Yeah.
The other day when
I
the
told
crisis
them, you know how many times I have, and I took screenshots now, Frank, and I'm going to post it right on our thing. And I say, I told them. I took screenshots of every single time I told them. But I want to put them up there on there so people could see that I took screenshots of it. That I tweeted every time he had a town hall. I tweeted that.
Yeah, well,
No, and I even did it on news outlets too, to make sure people understood that I did this publicly, and he should have been aware of it. He publicly on news stations too. He should have been aware of it
immediately. Maureen, what were you going to say?
Oh, I was saying last week when Elmhurst Hospital had the major crisis, there were two other public hospitals that had rooms available, and they didn't know enough to call them. So, you know, that's really sad, you know, that they couldn't communicate.
Well, that's where what the governor has been saying. One thing he's right about, you know, the health system in this state is horrible.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. Just look at how they're operating.
Yes,
mate.
You know, allowing people, the most vulnerable, to be threatened by this virus. You know.
Well, look at my mom.
They're
going to
build.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
No,
they're going to build temporary hospitals. You know, which is ridiculous because, you know, where are you going to put them?
Yeah, right.
The whole thing is ridiculous when they can have the nursing homes that are already there.
Right.
You know what it is? I'm gonna tell you what it is. They don't want to liberate the disabled.
That's it.
That's what it is. That's the bottom line.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They don't want to give disabled people their freedom.
That's it.
That's exactly what the hell this is, you know.
Yeah. Yep.
And
the medical coverage in this city and state is just beyond. I mean, my mom at the beginning of the year went all through that. She could have gone and had her stomach taken care of if she was left on strictly Medicaid. But that WellCare thing, and you know she's still on that WellCare thing as of a couple weeks ago.
Oh, she got changed?
No, she's still on the WellCare. I thought everybody was going back to traditional Medicaid. That's what we were told.
My mom's still on the WellCare, too.
Yeah, so it's just a mess. The whole medical system in this country, well, the city anyway, it's just a total mess. Just a mess.
Long Island, too.
Mm-hmm. You put on things. Whether you want to be put on that plan or not, you're just thrown into it, and everybody was going to be put on, and now she's
still
on.
Well, that's because they control the money. That's what we're saying. If the money was in a medical account for each person, in the name of the person, they couldn't do that.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Did anybody hear Mr. Trump today? Did he talk today?
Yeah, I heard some of it.
I heard some of it today.
Anything enlightening?
Not really.
Not really.
Same BS.
They're all more or less saying the same thing.
Wait a minute. One at a time.
Yeah.
Maureen, what?
Yeah, go ahead.
I said nothing really. They're all more or less mainly saying the same thing. Now we have Cuomo 5 different models for when the apex is coming, so they really don't know. They have no clue.
Yeah.
It could be now 7 to 21 days.
When that peak is coming.
Right. But now he said there are two counties that don't have a case.
Yeah, as opposed to one.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yesterday it was one. Today it's two counties don't have.
Correct.
It. But
so what are they doing in those counties that we can learn from? Did they go into that?
No.
See what I mean?
You think
a bunch of damn jackasses.
Things like that. Please.
That's the first thing they should start dwelling on. How come you don't have a case of the virus? What are you doing?
Right.
See what I mean?
I'd Google it if I had to Google, but I can't Google, so, you know.
And they didn't tell you what two counties.
No, you didn't
tell. You know why? They're afraid somebody would run there.
Yeah. Everybody be moving on.
But still, we have a right to know.
Yeah.
No, they may be closed off.
Yeah, they are. You know why? Because they're afraid somebody will run there.
I don't know if they're closed off, but we'd like to know what's so special. How come they don't have the virus, if it's true?
Yeah.
Because obviously they're doing something way right that we're doing way wrong.
Yeah. And they should investigate what that is.
That's right.
You know,
South Korea
county.
Did a better job than we did here.
Yeah,
South Korea is doing better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole thing is weird, man. You know, it's just you can't believe everything that they're putting out there.
That's the sad part. You really don't know what to believe and what not to believe. That's really the saddest part of it all. You know.
Yeah.
You really just don't know. You really just don't know. First you're told to wear a mask, then you're told not to wear a mask. Now, 6 feet isn't enough. It can go four times that. So what are we supposed to march down the street one person at a time? It's getting more and more ridiculous, you know? Oh, the droplets can go now four times farther than they go. Really? So what
the
are we
doctors
have
can do what? I didn't get that.
Oh, they can go four... Yeah,
the droplets can go
now
four times more than the 6 feet they thought. So that's like 24 feet now. Yeah, 24 feet now the droplets can travel.
Yeah, but that was only one physician, and he said that's if you sneeze hard.
Oh, the 6 feet is from the 1930s, they said. The 6 feet
well, how are they supposed to help people if they can't get near them to examine them?
No, they're saying that if somebody like sneezes hard, or if they're in the same elevator or like close to somebody and they have a really bad sneeze, that those droplets can travel a good distance, and that the social distancing needs to be extended further. Blah 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 blah.
Well. I always learn that if somebody sneezes, first thing you do is you turn away from them.
Yes, you do.
And then you hold your breath.
Yes, of course. That's what I always did.
You know?
Yeah.
So whatever happened to that?
I don't know. No. You hold your breath, you turn your face away, and this is what I was always taught when I was a kid. Mom always taught me that. And
since I did that as a kid,
I got better. Yeah. I never got sick.
I used to be a medical masseur, and they taught us basic stuff, how to, if you're treating somebody that has a cold or, what to do.
Yeah. My mom taught me that. My mom, and I was only a kid.
It's common sense.
I always get sick.
Mm-hmm.
Always.
Mm-hmm.
It's common sense. So I haven't heard anything like that.
Nope.
You know, because I don't listen to all this stuff. But I don't know if anybody's gotten on the media with basic tips like that. You know.
Yeah.
Because it helps.
You're telling the total.
If you don't inhale the stuff, you can't get it.
You won't get sick. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you don't touch a surface that has it on it, you don't get sick either. After somebody sneezes.
Well, you gotta wash your hands.
It lasts a long time on surfaces too.
Well, now I heard just the opposite.
It lasts a very long time.
There's a big contradiction of a lot of this stuff.
But it does
last a long time
on surfaces.
When it first started out, it only lasted 9 seconds on a surface.
Nine seconds.
Now it's longer. That's changed, too. Everything's changed.
How long does it last now?
Oh, it lasts.
Days.
I don't know exactly how long, but it lasts on the surface. That's for sure.
But originally it was like 9 seconds, and that was all I had.
I wish.
Yeah. So that's changed altogether. Too.
What happened to the 9 seconds?
It's become data. Everything's changed.
It doesn't last 9 seconds on a surface. I know that. It lasts on a surface for sure.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think. You know what? I don't think they know.
They don't have any clue. They don't.
I don't think they have a real definite time on how long it lasts on the surface, but I know they know this part, that it does last on a surface because they know people who have caught it off of a surface. That they know.
I don't.
So.
You know.
Because they said that there was nobody around. Here's what people have said. There was nobody around them sneezing, and they had, you know, no clue how they got it. And then they got it. That's how they knew. That it,
no, well, that doesn't mean that they know everything about that person.
or that
you know,
contagion, or even that, you know, whole situation. How do they know?
You know, maybe the person had sexual contact with somebody that had it.
No.
You know?
Yeah. Well, you don't know.
Transmit it that way.
They don't even
for
know
sure.
if it does go sexually, that for that matter.
Well, of course it does.
You know?
They've not mentioned that. They haven't even.
They haven't.
That.
No.
Mm-mm.
Nope.
Well, I guess everybody has to stay 6 feet apart. So I guess then.
No. Wait. Now I'm gonna be really, really, really goofy. Now my husband has a picture. Okay, and I want you to get this straight now. Now, everybody take your kids away from the phone, okay? And the phone, not the radio, I should say, and not listen to this part, okay? He had a picture.
Oh, this is a family show, by the way.
Yes, but they have to just this one part, okay? He had a picture of, well, I shouldn't say this. Okay, I can't do this. I have to wait till the follies.
Oh, don't forget
I
that
will.
Other
I'll wait
to
the follies because I put it on a higher rating.
Well, it's open mic. You can talk about anything you want, but.
Well, what it's sex with COVID and regular sex. He had a picture of, and then he had a picture of sex with COVID instead of facing forward. You know which way he had it facing. He's so fresh, my husband.
Well, we all know that weird and unusual sex can breed disease more. I mean, that's common sense.
No, he was only teasing, of course.
Common sense.
Yeah.
Oh, so then you have to tell Frank the other thing
for
the family.
Oh, yes. Oh, we have something special that we've got to get. You know, Sarabelle, in case they want to, you know, make, you know, or in case you want to make money off of, in case people want to, you know, make money, you know, there's these things that they're called these isolation masks for dogs.
What are you talking about?
Online, I was looking for these masks, right? You know, in case I needed to go somewhere, like, you know, anywhere that would be for
you're not a
theater.
Dog. What are you talking about?
Wait a minute. Because of my stupid sight, I couldn't see the phone that well. And I'm looking at these things, and I'm like, they don't look like normal masks. And I couldn't see. This is because of my damn eyes, Frank. I just want to let you know. And I'm looking at them, and I'm talking to, you know, oh my God, my brain is going crazy. Maureen, and I'm saying to her, oh my God, you're not going to believe what I just saw. And she said, what did you just see? I said, I saw isolation masks for dogs. She goes, why are you looking for isolation masks? Like, I'm not. I'm looking for them for human beings, but I stumbled upon isolation masks for a dog because I can't see. Because I basically clicked on it and I thought it was one for a human being.
So they have them for dogs now, too. Oh, God.
Yeah, now
they
have them for dogs. Yeah.
Mm. We'll make money
like
on everything.
Like, your dog really needs it?
Well, it's against the law to muzzle a guide dog. So.
Well, yeah, it is. Unless you so desire to, if the dog is, you know, if you so desire, right?
No, it's against
like
the law. It's written in the human rights law.
What happens if there's like a contagion and you want to protect your dog from that? You're protecting your dog. You know what I'm saying? Can you do that?
I wouldn't put a muzzle on my dog.
It's not a muzzle. It's actually a paper mask. I swear to God, it is.
Paper mask?
Yeah, it's a surgical mask for a dog. I swear.
That's not going to stay on the dog, especially if the dog is a working dog.
I know, but you've got to see this. It's hysterical. It really is a paper mask for a dog. I swear, I never saw anything like this.
that would interfere with the dog's work unless.
I know, but I was laughing at it. I would never want my dog to wear that, by the way. But I thought it was funny, and I thought you would think it's funny.
I think it's stupid.
I think it's very stupid, but I thought it would be really, really funny that you'd put it on the Follies for a Friday night and go into business with it with Sanford and stuff.
If my dog wore a mask, it would be a wolf mask to scare some of these people.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
All right, in a sight. Anything else, Maureen? We're going to take another call.
No, thank you again for all your help, and hopefully this works out. You go fund me, and Suzanne, thank you, and Michelle, thank
you. You're welcome. Anytime.
We got to tell people how to find the GoFundMe.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry. Okay.
Even though it's not complete, but...
Yeah.
How do people find it?
Yeah, let me get there. Hold on. I'm getting
Are we going to write our own little story? We write our own little story?
No. We started...
No, we're just putting up little notes about people.
Yeah.
Oh,
well. It's not that big of a deal. But
I didn't know.
Because it's too long for everybody. Yeah.
Complicated.
Yeah. I know myself. I would write a long, lengthy report.
If everybody starts writing their own story, you'll never get it up there.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, because I figured, how come it's not coming up now? I think it's my...
We're just telling what the person's going through, and you know, in your case, Maureen, we'll tell about you and your mom and how you need help to get her out of the nursing home.
Right.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That you're both disabled.
Oh, you know what? I'm gonna get it before the end of the. Here it is. Okay, campaign link. Oh, this is a long one. I hope everybody could get it. I couldn't, you know, make it any shorter because it goes by title. I don't know if you want to change it, Frank. You might want to change it. It's because when we did it by title, it made it kind of funky. All right.
What does it say?
Oh, wow. I don't like this. All right, here, let me copy it and make it bigger so I could see it, first of all. Oh, darn it.
We have to have something catchy that people are going to remember.
Yeah, catchy and quick. I don't like this.
Right.
Maybe you can think of something. I'll give it to you, but I don't know if you like it. Hold on, let me put it up here. All right. It is after GoFundMe.com. It says emergency-millions-of-disabled-need-help-COVID-19. That's it. I don't like it.
That's too long.
Yeah, but it has to be based on your title.
Yeah. Inside emergency.
Well, that's good.
That's it.
You want that?
Yeah.
Inner Sight Emergency. GoFundMe, Inner Sight Emergency, and that's our title?
Yeah.
That's good.
Okay. That's cool enough for me.
Can they find it
but
that
way? But it'll be Inner Sight. It'll be like this. It'll be Inner Sight dash Emergency. That's how it will work.
Yeah.
Inner Sight dash Emergency. That's how they'll do it, because it's their spaces are dashes. Okay. So there's
minor sign,
emergency. That's how it works.
Yeah.
Okay? You want an Inner Sight.
We want them to know the name Inner Sight.
INNERSIGHT, all one word, and then emergency. ENCY. And that's
it. You got to put that in, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Inner Sight. Emergency. You go GoFundMe, of course, G-O, and then F-U-N-D-M-E .com/ INNERSIGHT, and then a minus sign, and then emergency. And that's it. We're going to change it. Just give me a little bit to change it, and it'll be that.
All right. Let's see if we can get another phone call. Thank you, Maureen.
Okay. Thanks, guys. Okay.
Hang
keep
in there,
the
kid.
Good.
Yeah, hang in there.
I will. You guys, too. Keep up the good work.
All
thanks.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay,
yes,
take
please
care.
Hang in there.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Let's see. Around the World, Inner Sight, brought to you by James Bahamundi, attorney. 516-783-9662. My buddy over there, Jimmy,
okay.
And
you want me to get Caroline
Sutton Insurance. Hold it, SuttonInsurance.com.
Okay.
Another friend of Inner Sight and TorahLawCenter.com. Some of our friends. All right.
Uh-huh.
All right. We have another caller.
Yes, Caroline.
Sweet Caroline.
Here she comes. You got a laugh.
You've got a nice
never
voice.
You
get
so good. Who is that? Is that Caroline?
Yeah, that's Caroline.
Well, of course, Mr. Perino. You have a wonderful voice.
Where are you? Oh, there you are.
Where am I? I wish I was out of New York. That's where I wish I was.
Oh, where are you going to go?
You would not believe what that bus driver did to me today. Oh, my God. I videotaped her. I said, you're... And I spoke to her in Spanish because she was Spanish. I said, every time I get you, you put me down. She insulted me that I was fat.
Oh, my.
Oh, she goes, I can't push you. I'm only 5 feet. I said, that's your job. She didn't mark my wheelchair. I wasn't even
feet.
On the list, and she started
you
trouble.
You said, well, I'm fat.
So
you're
I,
sure.
I reported her. I said, if you keep insulting me, so she kept on doing it. She goes, you're a faker. That, you know, she doesn't know all... I had all my medical records on me. I said, I don't know you from a hole in the wall.
A faker
stop
about what?
Me. She got me so upset. She
wait
goes,
a minute,
oh,
you didn't answer my question.
Your...
What is she referring to? You're a faker.
Like that I could walk a few steps. I didn't want to sit in my chair. And she used to come next to me. Like she's supposed to stay 6 feet away. She goes, you know, just... It was just a terrible, terrible ordeal.
Well, do you walk a little bit?
Yeah, but
right,
it's great
so you're
difficulty,
not a
but
her, I do
she
walk
had
a
no
bit,
right
but
no right to say that I was heavy and that she couldn't push me off the lift. I said, you passed
but
the
here's the situation also. She has no right judging what you can
right.
or can't do. That's
exactly.
not her business.
And I was so tearful when I got off. I called the supervisor right in front of her face. And then I called her a few names in Spanish because she spoke to me in Spanish and I spoke to her in Spanish. I said, you should not insult me at these difficult times because you don't know. I just lost a friend in October, at the end of October, a nice lady. She died suddenly. Okay? She doesn't know my life. And you know what her supervisor said to me? Oh, you don't know about her life. I said, stop protecting her. Can you play back the film? And I don't want to see her ever again. You know I don't want to take the bus anymore now because of that incident?
No. That's not right.
Well, you got to file
a complaint. No, it was terrible. You don't tell somebody that they're heavy. I'm like, what is that your concern? Your concern is to push me off this cliff safely. It was terrible. Terrible. Then I went to the post office, and the post office wouldn't touch my mail, and I got yelled at in there. Oh, step behind the line.
You
I'm
had
like,
a bad
what
day.
Line?
Tomorrow's a different day. Let's put it that way.
Oh, my God.
You
got to
think of
all
it that
around,
way.
I was with my neighbor, Barbara, and she almost passed out in ShopRite. There was no air in there, and it smelled terrible.
Ooh,
don't even go food shopping, Miss Suzanne. Don't go, Mr. Perino.
I don't go anywhere. I haven't been anywhere. I told you from when I told you I haven't been anywhere. Really haven't.
But what do you do? How do you...
You know
what
that
your food
smell is,
drink?
Don't you? That smells
I
from
don't
the
know.
Dead people
it was
from the virus.
Horrifying. Right.
You know where I haven't been? Why? I've got my aides. They're going. They're getting the food. My husband.
Oh.
People are getting the food for me. I will not go because I'm afraid that I'll get sick right now. I'm not taking that chance.
There's no air. It wasn't. It was terrible. Terrible. They were.
Why?
It was just terrible.
Oh, Caroline. You know why ShopRite smells like that?
Uh-oh.
No,
nobody knows.
Don't
do
your
silly
joke.
I got inside information.
Uh-oh.
Cuomo ran out of morgue, so he's using ShopRite in the back for the morgue.
Ew. No, it's not.
It
was with my best friend Barbara, and she almost passed out because she couldn't take the smell. I said, what? We were only in the store 10 minutes and we were getting sick. Now, I refuse. A manager came up to me. He goes, oh, go on Instacart.com and they will deliver you your food instead of you going out and suffering on these smelly stores. Instacart.
And
write
hope you
that
get
down.
The right thing.
Write it down.
No, they also have others, too. Good. Not only that, I'm not going to say the others because we don't advertise them, but we have others. There's so many others, actually.
Yeah,
now.
And hope
some
you get the right thing.
Food stamps now.
You can't tell us the other ones?
I have them, but I don't have them on me right now. The woman sent them to me, the social worker. I could give them to Frank, and I have to look it up, honestly. She gave me a whole bunch of them food stamps. But I haven't gotten the food stamps yet, honestly.
Gave you a whole
I'm
bunch of them.
Is
she going to pay for the food?
Who, the woman?
Yeah.
Yeah, eventually. When I get the food stamps.
Well, can I tell you one more? It's called www.ship.com.
Wait a minute. What did you say? S-H-I-T? What?
No.
Stop.
We need a little
about?
Comedy, you know, Mr. Perino. Listen very carefully. This isn't funny. It's a disaster out there. I refuse to get on the SCAT bus and be insulted and then go to the post office.
I don't need it.
This was the worst day of my life.
No, listen.
They just laid off one thing.
Is always remember that there's always another day. You got to.
I refuse
to be abused on the SCAT bus. Then I said, where do you go to the bathroom?
True.
You must be getting punished, I said to her. She goes, yeah, I go to the gas stations because all the bathrooms are closed.
The gas station? Gee, I hope she don't get the virus in there.
Well, everybody has to do that, for God's sakes.
No, I'm not kidding. They made a new rule, the SCAT bus. Gas stations only. You didn't hear this?
No, I know that. Yeah.
What gas station only?
The SCAT.
By the time
you can't go to the gas station. Yeah, Walmart or anything. If you have to go to the bathroom, like anywhere, anytime, you know, like there's an emergency, say, and somebody on, you know, the bus has to use, you know, the bathroom. You know, they give you the chance to use the bathroom. You know, because people who with disabilities, you know, it's a little harder for people with disabilities.
How's
a
wheelchair get in the gas station?
That's
bathroom.
Not.
Well,
terrible,
that's another dilemma.
Yeah.
But
they
listen, the gas station was so crowded that he decided to pull out. I said, you're evil, I said to him. I said, you take me to the gas station and then you don't let me use the bathroom? I says, I'm so glad I'm not married to you. I would have divorced you in a minute. He goes, oh,
you say that to the guy?
Yeah. Your poor wife. What did you do to her after 30 years? I let him have it.
There was a line for the bathroom?
There was, no, just the gas station was packed with people,
and people were getting snacks and drinks
trying to get gas.
And it was just a dilemma just to even get the key because they keep it locked.
Yeah, they don't want any bums in there.
I don't know what's going on in the world. I'm getting an attack dog. That's what I'm going to get. A pit bull.
She wants a pit bull service dog now.
They're too nice. She wants an attack dog.
I got a better idea, Caroline. Why don't you move down to Texas and become a redneck and get you a gun?
Oh, stop. Is there any Section 8s over there?
She's thinking about it.
Oh, God. No, it's 105 degrees over there. Are you kidding?
Did you hear about the guy in Texas? He said he was on the internet. He said, it used to be you touch my woman and I'll kill you. Now if you touch my toilet paper, I'll kill you.
I know, I heard this.
Another thing. Target ran out of toilet paper today. I called Target in East Target on 347. She goes, we're all out. Don't even come here. This is a joke.
Don't even come
this
here?
This is a joke.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, maybe they got got napkins or something, you know.
Oh, come on. This is insanity.
Nothing.
She goes, we got baby wipes, but we're all out of toilet paper, so don't bother coming in.
Well, maybe I wanted baby wipes.
Good Lord. I don't know how much they are. They raised the price.
I'm only joking, you know that.
Oh, God.
Well, what else, Caroline?
That's it. I want to know where you go to the store, because I'm coming to where are you, in Central Islip?
No.
Me?
He's not in
CI.
You're in, where do you go?
He goes to the health store.
Oh.
And then I go to the hardware store.
Do you take the bus
anymore? They got plenty
of
toilet paper in there.
And I shop
online
99% of the time.
Oh, and Miss Suzanne, you know Walmart in Center Ridge? My best neighbor said there's tons of hand sanitizers there.
Hand sanitizer?
I make my own. It's simpler.
Oh, yeah. Could you give the recipe over the phone?
No. I just make it through, you know, just plain alcohol and stuff like that.
They sold out of that, too, Miss Suzanne. We went the 99
cents.
Well,
there was a guy was a guy on a train selling hand sanitizers.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, how much?
You know, a dollar for two.
Yeah.
That's good.
You know? You don't need it. And then a hand sanitizer is $1. $1. So one guy bought one, and he opened it up.
How do you know what's in the bottle, really, Mr. Perino?
He opened it up, and it smelled so bad. So what the hell is this? I said, good. It come from the feces from the dog. It's good. The best thing. The guy threw it at him. Give me my dollar, you son of a...
That would kill anything for sure.
You took the train, Mr. Perino. You take the train. The train has germs.
Germs all over the world.
That's a train.
Show me a place that doesn't have germs.
That's true.
You're right. But you,
you know, has the most germs, the hospital and the funeral home.
You're right.
More than anything.
Stay away from that stuff.
Oh, God, yeah. That's true.
Anyway, that's it. What's the subject
you
for tomorrow
know,
night?
Target said www.shipsmallletterT.com, and they'll shop for you and deliver it to your door.
Mm-hmm.
Target.
Well, I don't buy it.
Did you write that down? What?
I don't buy it unless I can taste it or smell it.
That's true.
Yeah, but it's. I'm talking about frozen food.
Same thing.
You don't buy frozen food.
Yes,
yeah, I do. I get organic
has frozen food.
Yeah, you get organic frozen food, but you don't get anything other than that.
But I can smell it.
Yeah.
So where do you
buy it? I can't taste
it
or
shopping.
Smell it. I don't buy it.
That's true.
That's
so where were you going to, what about Miss Suzanne? I don't understand. Where do you go, on the computer?
Yeah.
And you can't tell me one of the websites?
Yes. Yeah. I don't do anything other than that, because I don't want to take a chance other than
right.
I'd rather do that.
Okay,
hey,
so
if I get it and I go, I go.
If I know, I mean,
anybody's
I know the provider.
Go.
And I know what it is. I've
By
had
the
it
way,
before
I forget, my good friend Michelle Charlesworth, God bless her grandmother, 104.
Yeah. Really?
Wow.
God bless is right.
I got to meet that lady.
Oh, yeah.
104 and going strong. She's not afraid of
you
no damn virus either.
No.
Mr. Perino, you have a girlfriend already.
No,
yeah,
this
right.
is a 104-year-old woman.
She'd be my buddy.
Be buddy, yeah.
She must be drinking a lot of homemade Italian wine, Mr. Perino.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh,
my
the
grandpa.
Liquor stores are closed, too. What do you think about that dilemma?
Yeah, right, yeah. Well, that's good. The bars,
that's
the liquor stores.
Well, everybody wants to get drunk at this time, and they went and closed it. What do you
Good.
Think about that?
Keep them away from the bars and the liquor stores. Hey, you know what
but
I was thinking today?
That's where they
today?
Made
Wait
their money.
Hold it.
What?
What's going to happen? I get a load of this. I'm going to do this on the Follies. What's going to happen the day they lift all this and open everything up? Can you imagine?
Oh, everybody's
going to
go nuts.
People are going to go bananas. They're going to go berserk. They're going to stampede. Stay away from the store. They'll kill you.
Yeah.
You know, it's, don't laugh, Mr. Farino. I was in King Cullen in Middle Island. The lady literally pushed me over and dove for the baby wipe. And somebody went didn't say a thing.
Oh, my.
And she had the baby with her?
I said, lady. She dove for the baby. I said, lady, the word is excuse me.
Did she have the baby with
dove.
Her?
No, she just dove for the baby wipes and pushed me out of the way.
That's horrible.
So you're right. There is going to be a war.
Thing is, how are all these stores going to get all the merchandise they need for opening day? They got to have an opening day now.
No, wait a minute. Now, they're already sending people. I was looking at the governor. The governor's still having people deliver stuff, from what I understand.
Yeah, but it's going out. It's moving out.
Yeah, but he's still having people deliver stuff.
I mean, opening day with these stores is going to be a disaster, man. Wait,
you're right.
They're going to go crazy.
All right,
we're going to go crazy with Inner Sight. We'll see you tomorrow night.
That's right.
Around the world, Inner Sight, 631-224-3090. Check our GoFundMe, the new GoFundMe. All right? Inner Sight Emergency, it's going to be.
Yeah, Inner Sight-Emergency after GoFundMe.
Yeah.
.com.
GoFundMe. And look up we'll put the stories up there as soon as possible of all the people that we're trying to help. Caroline, you want to be on the GoFundMe?
Oh, wait a minute. But I didn't know you were going to want to ask a question.
No. Don't do anything. I'll talk to her tomorrow. All right, thank you very much. Inner Sight around the world. Be with you tomorrow night. I don't know what the subject is, but we'll figure it out.
Figure it out.
Thank you so much. Inner Sight means freedom. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.